Tuesday at 27 before the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. What about some of the traditions of Mardi Gras, the history, the traditions, and that preparation for Lent? Let's look at that right now with one of your favorite hosts and mine as well, the host of St. Joseph's Workshop, weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific time. It's Father Matthew Spencer. Father, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
How will you celebrate this Mardi Gras Tuesday? How will you celebrate this day before Lent?
For me, John, it's an interesting time in my life. I've recently been asked to serve as provincial for my community, which is a fancy word to say I have to serve all the men inside of the United States and help them to thrive in their ministries. So my Ash Wednesday and my Lent are beginning with this major transition in my life, a decent sacrifice, I think, to offer up to the Lord. So this Mardi Gras, I'm just preparing myself psychologically, spiritually, for that transition. And I'm blessed to do it, John, I have to say. You know, I'm happy to do it. I can see God working in my life. But a lot of new things for me coming. So I'm excited about that, excited about this Lenten season.
And isn't that a great mindset for all of us entering into Lent, is to look for that transformation, to look for that change in our lives, or to ask for that change in our lives, to wonder, where am I going to be in 40 days?
Yeah, you know, this maybe our listeners heard Father James Kubicki just a few moments ago talking about the meaning of the word Mardi Gras, the etymology of the sense of carnival celebrations, which I think is really fascinating to look at, John, because the word carnival does come from this Latin phrase carne vale, or maybe also carne levare, which means to put away meat, to turn away from those nice things that we have for 40 days. I don't know, in some parts of the world there are traditions for eating different types of food. Pancakes are very commonly eaten on Fat Tuesday, on Mardi Gras. And part of that, John, is because people will take all the very nutritious foods from their pantry, butter, eggs, fat, flours, throw them together, make pancakes to clear out their cupboards of the different things so that they can have a more ascetic experience of Lent. So I guess this is a wonderful day to reflect on that, to put away things of the flesh, to put away those very nice things that we experience day in and day out, and to begin to have a period of self-denial in preparation for Easter.
You mentioned pancakes, and I will have pancakes for dinner only because it was a tradition in our family. My dad was very strict. You had pancakes for breakfast, you had lunch for lunch, and you had dinner for dinner. And and pizza was a snack that was never considered a dinner, except on Mardi Gras Tuesday, the day before Lent, when my mom would make pancakes and sausages, and we would have breakfast for dinner. So that's a little bit of the Mardi Gras Shrove Tuesday tradition in our family. So I'll go out and maintain that tradition and get some pancakes a little bit later on. And we're talking about Mardi Gras traditions, and perhaps you have those in your family as well as you prepare for Lent. 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line with Father Matthew Spencer, the host of St. Joseph's Workshop, weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Also, Mardi Gras doesn't necessarily mean, as we look at the flesh, to just go out and go way overboard and then regret what we've done tomorrow in Lent. But this is, you know, it really is a ramp up and an examination of conscience, even with the food, of how much I consume, Father Matthew, and really what I need to take a look at in my life and what I need to trim going over the next 40 days.
That's true, John. I actually prefer the term Shrove Tuesday to the term Mardi Gras, because Shrove comes from an English word, shrive, which means absolution or confession. It's a sense that even before Lent begins, we're going to begin in an examination of our conscience. We're going to begin turning back to the Lord. So the sense of Shrove Tuesday is that we spend the day in preparation to be absolved from our sins rather than in overindulgence of our sins. And I think you're very right, John. To indulge in our sins today doesn't make it easier to fast from them tomorrow. I mean, that's the ironic part of this. We're trying to begin Lent in a powerful way, but by experiencing excess today, it actually makes fasting harder. It actually makes that detachment even more difficult tomorrow. So I would really encourage people. Nothing wrong with having pancakes, and I'm going to come over to the Harper residence for meals. It sounds like, but we do it with a sense of appreciation for ordinary time that we observe now, and as a preparation for the temperance and moderation and self-denial that we practice during Lent.
Well, if you had my cooking, that would be your first Lenten penance, Father Matthew, because I can't do that, not even pancakes. So I will go out and leave that to the professionals here on this Shrove Tuesday as we prepare for Lent. We were speaking with Father John Gordon from the Archdiocese of Newark in our preparation for Lent. What was your best Lent? Can you remember one that you really had a transformational 40 days in your life?
You know, the best Lent that I experienced, John, was 2001. And it's going to be hard to top that Lent because I was in the hospital. I was, I guess I was in the aftermath of this major change in my life. I had started to experience the effects of a bleed in my brain, was experiencing very terrible medical conditions, almost died at that time in my life. And my Lenten experience was a true sense of realizing my death and that from dust I was formed and to dust I shall return. And I'm very grateful for that time, John. I don't share that in a morose kind of way. I mean, to me, that Lent was very powerful as I faced my own mortality. And then, of course, I survived, you know, thanks be to God. And I was given some more time to do God's will. So it really did lead to a certain form of resurrection in my own life, of renewal and transformation. And I often look back at that time in my life, that Lent, as a time of very concrete awareness of the passion that God calls all of us to, some suffering, some self-denial. So I guess, John, I share that because I can't recreate that Lent. I can't force that kind of suffering on me, nor would I want to, for that matter. But I realize God gives us exactly what we need during these Lenten seasons if we cooperate with Him. So many people are going to take up disciplines, are going to choose different penances, and I think that's fantastic. I really enjoyed that conversation that you had just a few moments ago with Father John Gordon, because I think those ideas were really great. But I think also we have to, one by one, allow God's penances to also take root into our life. He's going to allow us to practice patience. He's going to allow us to experience lack, and He's going to allow us to experience loss in the coming 40 days. If we can also allow God's penances that He chooses for us to transform us, this Lent will be even better than we expect.
But the spiritual aha in your witness, Father Matthew, is the fact that I certainly at times, many times, take the time that God has given me for granted and I'm not giving it back to Him. Or I'll say, you know, I have to pray more. Lord, I promise I'm going to pray more. Let me just do this text first. You know, we just got the priorities all messed up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I love, you know, one of my favorite saints is St. Francis de Sales, who talks about this point. He says, we can't be devoted to God if we're always putting it off. In fact, true devotion to God has to be prompt. It has to be done immediately. It has to be done in a timely fashion. And the same has to be true with our Lenten observances. The same has to be true with our conversion to God. If we keep putting it off till tomorrow, John, it will never happen. We will never become the saints that God wants us to be. So we have to start today. We have to make that decision now. And it only gets easier the sooner we do it. So we should do that.
Father Matthew Spencer, the host of St. Joseph's Workshop on this Shrove Tuesday, looking at the history and traditions of this day and, of course, our preparation for Lent. And we're here to take your calls at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Not only to talk about some of the Shrove Tuesday traditions in your family, but also how you individually or as a family are preparing for Lent at 888-914-9149. We'll get to your calls in our conversation with Father Spencer as we continue. Time now, 17 before on Morning Air, on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Your faith is at your fingertips.
The Relevant Radio app.
We've added something to the continuously updated Relevant Radio app. It is the Glenn's Story Corner podcast.
The Relevant Radio app.
So if you've missed a Glenn's Story Corner, if you want to hear another Story Corner, kind of go back into the archives, that's all now part of the podcast, the Glenn's Story Corner podcast on our Relevant Radio app.
It's your one-stop app for everything Catholic. The Relevant Radio app for your smart device. It's in your app store.
Ash Wednesday is quickly approaching. Have you decided what you'll be doing this Lent? How about deepening your knowledge of the Holy Mass?
The Lenten lessons on the Mass were written by Father Rocky, Executive Director of Relevant Radio.
Short and sweet daily emails each of the 40 days of Lent.
Brush up on a few things you once knew and many you didn't. Share with your friends and family.
The more you know about the Holy Mass, the more you'll appreciate its beauty.
Sign up to receive the daily emails at relevantradio.com/Lent.
These emails are free to receive. Sign up now and you'll review your first Lenten lesson email on March 6th, Ash Wednesday.
If you already signed up last year, you're all set to receive them this year. If not, sign up for Father Rocky's Lenten Lessons on the Mass at relevantradio.com/Lent. Accompanying you on your Lenten journey, on the air, app, website, and your email inbox. This is Relevant Radio.
We are all called to evangelize.
I'm trying to encourage other people in my parish to start listening.
You could always become a Relevant Radio Parish Ambassador, and we'll supply you with all the, you know, the bumper stickers and all the goodies so that you can get the word out at your parish.
Find out if your parish is covered, and then prayerfully consider becoming a Parish Ambassador for Relevant Radio. Email volunteers@relevantradio.com or call 877-291-0123.
It sure is hard to live our faith, isn't it? Hi, Father Matthew Spencer here. In this difficult world, we could all use a little more motivation, encouragement, and growth in the spiritual life. Join me on St. Joseph's Workshop, where we unpack the daily struggles of the Christian life and find strength to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Every day at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. And look who's here with us now. It is Father Matthew Spencer, the host of St. Joseph's Workshop on this Shrove Tuesday, looking at some of the history and traditions of Shrove Tuesday, as well as preparing for Lent. 888-914-9149 on your traditions and your preparation for the season of Lent. Father, I know you grew up in California. Have you ever had a punchki?
I have no idea what a punchki is.
Well, that is it's a Polish donut is what it is. And it's National Punchki Day. And this is huge. There are long lines at certain bakeries in the Northeast, in Chicago, in Milwaukee, in Detroit today. People in line all night long to get the fresh punchki. I'm Polish and Italian. My grandmother used to make punchki. And it's this Polish donut that is deep fried. And then the dough is filled with either fruit or cream. And then it's lightly powdered. It's lightly dusted with powdered sugar. And that used to be my job. I would sit on a stool because I wasn't tall enough to get even to the stove. And she would do everything in the deep fryer on the gas stove. And then I would take this, she would drain on paper towels. And then I would be the official powdered sugar person and have a fresh punchki. And that's a Polish tradition that is just, it's so huge. It's more than just a jelly donut because there, again, there's a lot of love involved. And there's a lot of family and, you know, family tradition in my family and in your family and the families listening to us, that family tradition is rooted in our faith. And that could be another go-to in Lent, is to return as a family to the roots of your faith.
I agree. Well, I gotta try out these punchkis. I mean, those sound incredible, John. You're making me hungry before we get to Ash Wednesday. You're right. Isn't it interesting how many of these seasonal foods that we share are forms of bread, are forms of pastries. And I think that's very interesting to connect to our faith, Jesus being the bread of life. And bread is kind of this basic form of sustenance that we've come to rely on as human beings for millennia. And God reminds us of how necessary Jesus is in our life as well. So I love that, eating pastries and breads, and as an oblate of St. Joseph, a special feast day for us, of course, is March 19th coming up here shortly. We celebrate the feast day of St. Joseph, and there's a tradition in Italy and in other parts of the world to make a special bread of St. Joseph and to eat that on March 19th. And many bakeries will only sell that bread on that day, and they will not, out of principle, sell it or make it on any other day. And I love those traditions, John. Better than Finland, where in Finland for Shrove Tuesday they eat pea soup, which I have no idea where that tradition came from.
Well, that's delicious. That's delicious. I love pea
soup. I like pea soup. I do. But I prefer punchkis, I think.
No, the punchkis are delicious. But also with the punchkis and the special bread on St. Joseph's Day on the 19th, it's also a reminder of the bounty that God has given us. And so that's yet another pause, another examination of conscience for us as we go through our Lenten journey, is the bounty that God has given us and how we can perhaps share that with others.
Yeah, and a bounty that we often take for granted, as you were just referring to a few moments ago. How blessed we are, John. I mean, we live in a time when we are taken care of so well. And I'm not saying we don't go for want sometimes. Yeah, we experience some lack occasionally. But we have been blessed by God's abundance, and that happens in the physical life, but especially in the spiritual life. God pours out his blessings upon us abundantly, and if we can take this Lenten season to recognize that, to put into practice those graces that he gives to us, we can grow in these important virtues and areas of our life.
It's interesting you mentioned that, Father Matthew, because after Mass on Saturday evening, went to the Vigil Mass, just praying and having a conversation with the Holy Spirit and thanking him for that abundance of graces that I was asking for, and that well of graces that I was looking for was found in the confessional. And it's only through the frequent reception of that sacrament am I reminded of the graces that I have and also what I need to do with them.
I hope people make time this Lent to go to confession. I mean, I hope people are making time every month to go to confession, but I think especially during this Lenten season. And what better way to begin Lent than to be absolved of our sins, to be restored to that right relationship with God through the sacrament of confession? I'm really, really edified to hear that, John, that you saw these many people going to confession on Saturday as they prepare for Lent, to not even allow Ash Wednesday to approach before trying to make that reconciliation. Now, I should say, here we are just hours before we begin Ash Wednesday, and maybe people aren't going to have an opportunity to go to confession before Lent begins, and that's okay. You can find time this coming Saturday. You can find time in the coming days when your parish does have scheduled confessions. But I think that's an essential part of our Lenten observance, is returning back to the sacrament of confession, especially if it's been a while, so that we can certainly be experience God's mercy and be restored to that relationship with him.
And also tomorrow, Father Matthew, when we receive ashes, not to wipe them off our forehead or wash them off when we get back to work, because we have a real opportunity to become evangelizers tomorrow. That always starts conversations. And you never know where those conversations may take you or that other person, and the seeds of the Holy Spirit that might get planted in someone else.
That's true. For me, John, it's always a test of my willpower, of my awareness of what's going on. Not to wash them off, but for me, I will absentmindedly rub my foreheads, you know, as I'm thinking about things, and I'll end up spreading ashes all around. And I use it as an opportunity every year to try and consciously, deliberately remind myself, wait a sec, I've been marked with ashes. And this is not only for me, this is a public sign that I'm giving to the world of my faith, of my understanding of my own mortality, but also of my belief in the resurrection. And I love turning on, you know, the different news channels on the evening of Ash Wednesday and looking at who has their ashes on television and who's
right,
publicly presenting themselves as Catholics. Not because they're trying to show off, not because they're trying to draw attention to themselves. That's not the point at all of receiving ashes, but rather that they're willing to stand up publicly for their faith and say, this is who I am, this is an important part of my life, and I want others to also see this.
We had Tony Reale on from ESPN. He's one of the ESPN hosts, and he always wears ashes on television because he said, that's just me. He said, I have blue eyes, and I wear ashes on Ash Wednesday because that's who I am. That's the person that God created. It's just a part of who I am. And that's a great opportunity because when that conversation happens, and it probably will tomorrow someplace along the line when somebody sees you with ashes, Father Matthew, to maybe invite them. They may not be Catholic. They may be Protestant. They may be Jewish. And just to say, you know, when you get into those intimate conversations, you know, why don't you come with me tomorrow to Mass? And just bring them to a daily Mass because that's a different experience than a Sunday Mass. And I know I'm speaking to the choir here for the daily Mass goers listening to our conversation, but if you've not been to daily Mass, there is that intimacy that you don't get at any other time than you do at daily Mass.
That's true, John. And I think it's a nice thing that we at Relevant Radio during this Lenten season are providing the Lenten lessons on the Mass that Father Rocky is providing. We have this opportunity for our listeners to sign up to receive a daily email with a reflection on the Mass. And I think that's really powerful and connected exactly with what you said, that there's something really essential and important about the Mass in our Lenten journey. And of course, the Mass is important year-round. The Mass is important every day, every moment of our lives. But during Lent is an opportunity for us to renew that commitment. During Lent is an opportunity for us to appreciate the Mass all the more. So that's a good way also, John, that our listeners can get dialed into a better appreciation of the Mass by going to relevantradio.com/Lent and receiving those regular lessons and information and reflections on the Mass itself.
Definitely. And it's this foretaste of heaven. Imagine going up to someone, and especially someone who's Catholic, saying, would you like a real foretaste of heaven? Who's going to say no? And they say, yes, of course. Well, come with me to daily Mass or any Mass. It's this foretaste of heaven. And perhaps if we look at the Mass differently, then we could take the word obligation out of the equation.
Yeah. How many people, John, I'd love to know how many people experience their first call, their deep invitation to join the church by going to the Mass. As you said, you don't have to be Catholic to come to Mass. Your friends don't have to be Catholic for us to invite them to the Mass. It's not an exclusive event only for those who are baptized. Of course, there are some things that only the baptized can do, that is to receive Holy Communion and, right, and participate in certain aspects of the Mass. But overall, there are so many converts, John, who have experienced so deeply, so intimately the love of Jesus at that moment. And it was in their experience of the Mass that they came into full communion with the church and came to either be baptized or to profess their faith in the church founded by Jesus. So, what a fantastic way to invite people. I think it can be a little overwhelming, John, for you and for me. Just we've been immersed in our Catholic faith for so long. For somebody who's not familiar with it, it can be rather intimidating and confusing, and they can look at everything going on and say, well, how come he's washing his hands there? And how come he's holding his hands up in that way? And how come people are singing and kneeling and standing and sitting? And what is all this? But little by little, when we invite our friends to appreciate the Mass more, they will come to love it in the same way that we do.
Father Matthew Spencer with us this morning. It's 4 before the hour. Maria joining the conversation in Whittier, California. Maria, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask for some help. Every year for Ash Wednesday, it really is a struggle for me to go because I've gotten so frustrated over the years with going and going to the services or even going to a Mass and having the people come that, you know, it's the one time a year that they come and they're so disrespectful and they're talking, and it's such an extreme amount of just rudeness and disregard that I literally for some years would not even go on Ash Wednesday just because of how I felt.
Sure,
so
sure.
Any help with that and how I can deal with that?
Maria, well, thanks for bringing up this point. You know, my first year as a priest, the first Ash Wednesday I celebrated as a priest, I remember I was giving out communion. We had already given out ashes. But people had been streaming inside of the church after that, hoping for ashes. I was giving out communion, and a woman came up, and I said, the body of Christ, and she looked at me, and she said, no, I wanted the ashes on my forehead. And it was, for me, such a dramatic illustration that people would reject the body of Christ or not be prepared to receive the body of Christ, but want dirt, you know, want ashes. So I can definitely empathize with your feelings. But I think here's what I've been thinking since. So many people don't have an appreciation of our faith, and so many people come to receive ashes for superstitious reasons, for habitual reasons, without real solid spiritual foundation. I think rather than getting frustrated with them, rather than feeling like, hey, I'm here, they should be more respectful, they should come more often, we should use that opportunity to show patience, to show love, to invite them to come back again. So I would just say, use it as an opportunity to evangelize. Look at it as an opportunity, not necessarily for you to receive something, but for you to give and share your faith with others.
Maria, thank you. And Father Matthew Spencer, thank you for your time. Father's back on the radio tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific time with St. Joseph's Workshop. And will Federal Express you some punchki?
Good. I look forward to it, John. Have a blessed Lent.
You too. Patrick Madrid coming up next, 1 minute before the hour now on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.